Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Lorenzo Giustiniani.
Alfonso. Oh, Alfonso Riario.
Signora Giustiniani.
Oh, is it really you?
Really I, Signora, really.
Well, I'd never have known you.
Ah, I'd have known you anywhere, Signora. Still just as beautiful.
Oh, come on now. Don't flatter an old lady.
Not old, never old.
With 5 grown children? You can't call that young.
Well, I won't call it old. How are they?
All well. Leonardo. You remember Leonardo. He's older than you, of course.
Oh, I remember him well.
He's married and doing extremely well.
Uh-huh.
He has a position with a De Medici bank here in Venice.
Has he?
Yes.
That's remarkable.
Oh, yes, we're very happy about that. He married a Florentine girl, very well connected.
I can imagine.
And Filippo's married. He manages the estate, what's left of it. Still, he does very well. His wife's from Milan, distantly related to the Viscontis. Alfonso, are you married?
Oh, not yet.
But there's a girl. Oh, say there's a girl.
All right, there's a girl.
Here in Venice?
Yes, here in Venice. I've known her for a long time, but I've been away so much these last 5 years. I can't say I'm serious about anyone yet.
Bianca's married, you know.
Ah.
And Francesca, too. Bianca has 2 children, Francesca has 1. Lucrezia's betrothed, a wonderful young man. The Foscari. You know who they are, of course.
Oh, everyone knows the Foscari family.
Well, the Foscari are helping out with the dowry. That's just between ourselves. The Foscari wouldn't want it generally known, but you're such an old friend to all the children. Well, now tell me about yourself.
What about Lorenzo?
Lorenzo. Oh, Lorenzo.
He's well.
Oh, yes, he's well enough, I suppose.
I'd hoped to find him here, Signora, but when I asked
No, he's not here. He's not living at home.
He's not married?
Oh, no, he's not married. The only one of my children...
Well, is he in Venice? Can I see him?
You can see him, but not in Venice.
Oh, far from here?
Not far, no, about a mile. On the island of Alga.
Alga?
Yes.
A mile from Venice. I've never heard of it.
I'm not surprised. It's a tiny island, not good for much. Lorenzo's uncle Marino of the Chirini family, he lives there.
Marino Chirini, but he's a priest.
Yes, he's a priest. Lorenzo's always been very fond of him.
Oh, he's living with his uncle?
Marino Chirini established a chapter of St. George's on Alga some years ago. Lorenzo has joined the community.
He's become a monk?
Well, I think so. I seldom see him.
But why would he do such a thing?
Oh, perhaps it's my fault.
Oh, Signora Giustiniani.
No, he was the sweetest of all my children. He was so good, so
so giving of himself and everything that was his. He was always ready to stop whatever he was doing, to do something for someone else. Oh, he was very appealing.
Yes, I remember him at school, and you are right. He never insisted on his own way in anything. He deferred to everyone.
Well, I think I asked too much of him. Whenever he showed any signs of wanting something for himself, it surprised me. It shocked me, and I'd scold him for it. Then he would look at me with those clear, untroubled eyes and say, "I want only to be a saint, Mother." And now he's...
Oh, Signor.
Oh, to throw his life away like this when he is so good, so gifted, when he has so many opportunities, when I have tried so hard. A girl here in Venice, very well connected, the daughter of friends of the Foscaris. Not rich, but very well connected. I had only mentioned the bare possibility of marriage to Lorenzo when he flew off to his uncle at Alga.
Well, perhaps Lorenzo didn't like the lady.
He'd never even met her.
Signora, what can I do? Is there anything?
Oh, Alfonso, would it be too much to ask?
Anything, Signora. I'm as distressed as you are.
Well, go to see him at Alga. Talk to him. You've been his good friend for so long. Oh, you know young men don't like to listen to their mothers. We all know that. But someone his own age, who's always been so close, he might listen to you.
Do you think so?
Who can tell? For the sake of an old friendship, go to Alga and try to make him listen to reason.
Signor Alfonso Riario?
Yes.
I'm Brother Marcello. Brother Lorenzo asks me to tell you he's at his devotions and he'll be with you presently. He asks that you please wait.
Thank you.
You are an old friend of Brother Lorenzo?
Oh, yes. We grew up together, the same schools, until I went away to the university at Monte Cassino. Our families are friends.
I have known him only a short time.
Brother Lorenzo has not been here long, has he?
About 6 months, I think, but I joined the community last week.
Then you've had no chance to get to know each other?
No.
Oh, I see.
But of all the novices here, I find myself most drawn to Brother Lorenzo.
Really? Why?
Well, it's very difficult to say why. It's not because he's friendlier than the others. No, if anything, he keeps more to himself.
He always did.
I think it's because he seems so sure of himself. Nothing really troubles him. A great many things trouble me.
And me, you may be sure.
Oh, I'm sure he does have his doubts and his fears because he's very human. Very. But he seems to know how to quiet them.
And you don't?
I'm learning. From him. For example, I become very impatient. Angry, especially when someone accuses me unjustly. I want to answer back, defend myself.
So should I want to.
But you see, that would be very bad for our life here. We've come to Alga to learn humility, among other things, and we should be thankful for every opportunity to humble ourselves.
Well, why shouldn't you defend yourself against an unjust accusation?
Did our Lord Jesus do so?
Ah.
Brother Lorenzo told me he had difficulty at first, and that whenever he was unjustly accused, he would bite his tongue until the urge to defend himself had passed. So that is what I am trying to do.
Are you succeeding?
I have a very sore tongue.
I suppose Lorenzo would tell you to be thankful for a sore tongue.
You know, I believe he would.
You must know Lorenzo's uncle, Marino Chirini.
Father Carini is our canon here.
Oh?
He doesn't altogether approve of Brother Lorenzo's ways.
He doesn't? I should have thought he'd find them admirable.
Perhaps I shouldn't be saying these things.
No. Please, go on. I'm interested.
Well, it's not the cloistered life Father Carini objects to. No, he thinks Brother Lorenzo goes too far. His rigors are excessive, Father Carini thinks. Do you know, Lorenzo won't go near a fire, no matter how cold it is.
Really?
And his watchings are too long, Father Carini thinks.
Watchings? What are they?
Oh, before the great feast days, the Blessed Sacrament is exposed on the altar.
Ah.
Oh, several days before. And one of us always stays with it. We take turns for an hour or two. except Brother Lorenzo. He has watched for as long as 22 hours. Huh? 22 hours without sleep, with only prayer to sustain him.
Huh? Remarkable.
Oh, he wouldn't think so. He doesn't think anything he does is remarkable. He simply goes ahead and does it.
You really are very fond of him, aren't you, Brother Marcello?
If I am ever able to become a good monk, it will be because of him.
I'll tell him you said that.
Oh, it won't flatter him in the least, if that's what you're thinking. Oh, there he is. He's coming.
Yes, that's Lorenzo. I'd know him anywhere.
Well, you two old friends will want to talk, so I'll leave you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Marcello.
God be with you, Signor Diario.
Alfonso, good friend. How glad I am to see
and
you.
And I, you, Lorenzo.
Oh, you look well.
Very well.
So do you. Very, very well.
Well, you seem surprised.
Perhaps I am.
Oh, how did the studies go at Monte Cassino?
Magnificently, but studying is not all I've done. I took a trip after that.
Did you? How wonderful. Where did you go?
To the east. The Black Sea, Constantinople, the Levant, all the big ports of Asia where the caravans bring their goods. Ah, that's where the future of Venice lies, Lorenzo.
So say the Foscari.
And they're right. Now, about you.
What about me?
Your mother tells me you're here because you don't like some girl she picked out for you.
Is that what she told you? Did Mother say she was well-connected? Mm,
something like that. Isn't it true?
Well, it is true. I didn't want to marry.
Your brothers and sisters are all married.
And happily so, I believe.
But you had to run off to this pitiful little island. Why?
Oh, I had been here before.
I didn't know that.
Yes. When I was 19.
But why? What could have induced you to come to this place?
I had a vision.
What sort of vision?
A most beautiful vision. And the memory of it would not fade. So I came to my uncle here on Alga to ask his advice about what to do with myself.
But what kind of vision was it?
Difficult to describe. But if you can stay a while, I'll try. Why don't you stay all night with us? I think we can make you comfortable.
Well, I've nothing in particular to take me back to Venice, and I would like to talk with you very much.
Good. We'll find a bed for you, a feather bed.
Oh, anything at all will do.
Would you care to sleep on two planks with a little straw as we do?
Well.
Come along. We'll find you a place to sleep. Oh, it's nearly time for Vespers, and then a little supper, and then later you must hear the singing of the Salve Regina. I've never heard it sung so beautifully as here. Now, Brother Marcello, you must stop this weeping. You are wasting minutes that belong to God. In the name of God, stop.
Burn to the ground, Brother Lorenzo. All gone. All lost. Burn to the ground.
We will build it again. We will fill it again.
But why did it happen? Why, when we have so little?
Is there something wrong?
Oh, Alfonso, come in. I was waiting for you.
Good morning.
Have you had coffee?
Yes, yes, thank you. Good morning, Brother Marcello.
Morning, Signor. God be praised.
Brother Marcello is a little despondent this morning.
It's all lost. Everything gone.
What?
Our storehouse burned down last night.
Oh, no.
Yes. No one heard anything.
You lost everything?
Everything.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible.
Not terrible at all. Did we not vow poverty when we came here? And since we came here, have we ever been truly poor? Not for a minute. There's always been a storehouse full of grain. Enough vegetables to feed us for a week. Enough coffee and tea. Really enough of everything. So our vow of poverty was foolish and empty. We were never really poor at all. Isn't that so?
But if only we had heard something. If someone had given an alarm.
God has sent us this fire, this blessing, so that we may truly know poverty. And to know something truly, not just with the intellect or words, but we must feel it, experience it. So now we shall feel poverty in our bones, in our bellies. Go to your cell, Brother Marcello, and thank God for this blessing.
I'm grateful to you, Brother Lorenzo, for making it all so clear.
It's simple logic. Offer your thanks to God, not to me.
I will try.
You will succeed. Come back when you've finished your prayers, and we will go begging in Venice. God go with you, Brother Marcello.
God stay with you, Brother Lorenzo.
You really think he will come round to your way of thinking?
Of course he will. Or he's no religious.
You promised to tell me why you're here. This vision.
Oh, yes, the vision. It appeared to me just after I became 19. Sometime during a dark night when I could not sleep, I saw a maiden. Younger even than myself. Yet older, too. Of no age, really. But full of light and radiance and fresh as the morning air. Confident as the noonday. And she spoke to me. Clearly. Even if I had wanted to, I could not have missed a single syllable. She said, "Why do you seek rest for your mind in external things? Sometimes this, sometimes that. What you desire is to be found only with me. It is in my hands. Seek it in me, for I am the wisdom of God. Take me for your companion and your lot." That is what she said.
And you?
As I lay in my bed, I felt my soul pierced clear through with divine grace. All my life lay before me like a great fertile plain that waited only for the plow to make it ready for God to sow the seeds of his wisdom.
So, you came here?
Not to stay. Not that time. Just to tell my uncle what I had seen and heard and to ask his advice. He told me to make trial of myself at home. To look squarely at all that lay so close to my hands. The riches, honors, worldly pleasures. And then to look just as squarely at what waited me here. Poverty. Hardship, self-denial. Well, I went home to my mother's house. There, surrounded by many comforts, many amusements. You know, our house was always a gay one.
Oh, I know.
I gave my mind to the study of religion. And my body to mortification. And one day, in the church of Santa Maria Maggiore, I stood alone. And I heard the voice of the maiden say, "Have you the courage to renounce all delights and worldly pleasures and undertake a life of penitence and mortification?" I still did not feel, you see. I did not feel this kind of courage was mine. Then I looked at the crucifix. And the words bubbled up from deep within me. And I said, "Thou, O Lord, art my hope. In this tree are comfort and strength." And then I really knew. For I truly felt the way was open to me.
And you came here.
First, I went home to tell my mother. She met me with the news that she had selected a bride for me, and I knew that I must leave home immediately. I have never been back to that house except to beg for bread at the gate.
You beg at your mother's house?
As at all the other houses.
Lorenzo, I must tell you something. I am here because your mother asked me to come.
I thought that was the reason.
No, not the whole reason.
Of course. Now, you are my friend, and you were concerned for me.
Well, I'm glad you know that. Lorenzo, I've been away from home for 5 years. You've no idea. Monte Cassino is wonderful to begin with. And it's not far from Rome, you know. Even though Venice is independent of the Pope, you must be curious about Rome.
I am. But I've scant opportunity of getting there.
You could get there if you wanted to.
Oh, I should like most to see the St. Francis Church in Assisi. The great basilica with Giotto's murals of the great saint's life. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh, Lorenzo, there's more to the world than churches. Oh,
I know there is.
Since Marco Polo, the whole East has opened up. I've been there. I've seen it.
You must tell me about it sometime.
I want you to see it for yourself. Listen, Lorenzo, I chartered a ship, and I sailed down the coast to the eastern end of the Mediterranean and all through the Aegean Sea. Some of those islands belong to us, you know.
Do they? I didn't know.
Oh, yes, and to Constantinople. A portion of Constantinople is Venetian. Surely you know that, since the Fourth Crusade.
I didn't know.
We picked up a cargo. Sugar and pepper and other spices. I can sell part here and take what's left to the west and bring back... Well, you're not listening to me.
Oh, I'm listening very carefully.
I expect to make quite a bit of money. The Venetian ducat is the most valued currency in the world these days. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
What I'm trying to say, Lorenzo, there's no need for you to bury yourself like this. We could go into business together. We've always gotten along well. I know I can trust you, and that's important. What do you think of the idea?
Alfonso, you mean so well.
Of course I mean well. I mean to do well by you, I assure you. It hurts me to see you throw away your life on this island.
Is that the way it seems to you, a throwing away?
You're a coward, that's the trouble with you. A plain coward.
Yes, I'm a coward.
You just won't take your chances in the world.
No, I won't.
You refuse to meet life head on.
Yes, I do.
Lorenzo, are you biting your tongue?
A little, yes. How did you know?
Tell me, what do you expect to achieve here in Alga?
Achieve? I never thought of it that way. I suppose I hope to achieve perfection to some degree. I might one day become a shepherd of souls if I'm worthy. And it ill becomes a shepherd of souls, Alfonso, to go scrambling after farthings, or ducats for that matter. Oh, there, now I've hurt you, haven't I?
Oh, that's all right. I'll bite my tongue.
I'm sorry.
I am your friend, you know.
Oh, I know.
Don't you miss your friends? You had so many.
No, I don't miss them. When I was with them, I was always lonely.
I don't understand you at all.
Wasn't it St. Bernardo who said he left the world in order to be less lonely? It's much the same with me.
Aren't you lonely here?
Oh, merciful heaven, how could I be? Here, there is always God.
Oh, I simply cannot understand you.
I know I do not speak well. Though if we had more time...
Brother Lorenzo...
Oh, yes, Brother Marcello.
It's time to leave for Venice.
Oh, thank you. Come in.
I've brought your knapsack, brother.
Thank you.
What in heaven's name is that?
A knapsack. It's time to go begging in Venice.
Begging? With that? I've seen monks with a begging bowl, but not with a knapsack.
I dislike asking for money. I ask for any other sort of alms. Food, clothing, seed, garden tools... Anything useful?
Oh, you must look like a fool with that thing on your back.
Perhaps I do.
Don't people laugh at you?
Yes, they do, quite a lot.
Well, how can you endure that?
I welcome it.
You like to have people laugh at you?
Alfonso, we go boldly, aggressively, if you like, in search of scorn and ridicule and foolish laughter. When it does not distress us, when we've sought it out, faced it, and stared it down, we have triumphed. Yes, it is possible to triumph over the world with a knapsack on one's back. I'm sorry, Alfonso. I cannot talk longer. It's time for us to go.
Brother Lorenzo.
Yes, Alfonso.
Could I come with you?
Come begging with us?
Why I wish to go with you, I don't know.
Knapsack and all?
Yes, yes, but why, I wonder? Huh? Curiosity, perhaps.
They will laugh at us.
Yes, I know.
I shall appreciate your company. Alms for God's poor. Give an alms for God's poor.
Alms for God's poor.
Do you think he's stolen that stuff?
Oh, what a dreadful thing to say to a monk.
I think those are turnips. Sticking out of the top.
I do believe you're right.
Alms for the sake of God. Give an alms.
Wouldn't it be funny to cut a hole in the knapsack? Oh. Think what might come tumbling out.
Give an alms for the sake of God.
Lorenzo, please, let's get away from these two.
I think they're drunk.
An alms for God's sake. Give an alms.
I can just see everything falling into the canal.
You're wicked. You really are
but
wicked.
He looks so foolish. You look very foolish, brother.
All right, so let's move on.
Give an alms, for the Lord's sake.
Is this young man with the monks? Is he begging too?
Oh, if he is, if he's begging too, into the canal with him.
Give an alms for the good Lord's poor. Give an alms.
First the knapsack, then the monks, then the young gentleman.
Lorenzo, let's move on.
Give an alms for the sake of God.
Are you begging alongside these monks?
Why, I...
Where's your knapsack? Because the knapsack and the monks are going into the canal in a minute, and you, my elegant young fellow, are going...
Give an alms for God's poor. An alms for the sake of God. Yes, I do. I do beg. I ask for alms for the sake of God.
What do you say? Shall I start with the young gentleman?
I don't know.
All right, here's a ducat.
We prefer not to take money.
Hmm? What's the matter with money?
Yes, what's the matter with money?
Oh, if it's all you have...
Would you rather have my coat? My ring? Here, take my shoes. Here, take my shoes. I'll go barefoot.
May God bless you, Senor.
Here, take mine. I'll go barefoot, too.
Thank you, Senora. God give you grace.
Let's go home. I thought you were going to toss them all into the canal.
Oh, they're not doing any harm. I really don't know what prompted me to do that.
Give an alms for God's poor.
Lorenzo.
An alms for the sake of God?
Lorenzo, I never would have thought I could do it. I could have stood and fought him. Or I could have run away. But just to stand and beg and let them mock me. Lorenzo, will you take me back to Alga with you? When we've finished here? And let me stay a while.
Oh, Alfonso, it's not an easy life.
But perhaps. Perhaps.
It was St. Bernardo, I think, who said, there are steadfast souls and there are circling souls. I think, Alfonso, you are still a circling soul.
Perhaps, but in time, do you not think I could become a steadfast soul with your help?
Perhaps with God's help.
An alms for the sake of God. Give an alms.
Give an alms for the sake of God.
Give an alms for the sake of God.